In Shar Beis, Perek Yud Gimel, towards the end, talking about the unbelievable dual kavana. A person davens, even when he inserts his own tefillas in Shemoneh Esrei, said that's not the ikker. Really, he should focus on the Tzar Hashchina, the Tzar of the Eibishter, that he's unable to do what he'd like to do. The Eibishter wants to give bracha and influence and kedusha, holiness, or an energy to the world. When a person sins, he can't do that. And now when the person gets punished for his sins, and he's in pain, Hashem feels that pain as well, because Hashem wants you to live a life of pleasure. Hashem doesn't want you to have pain. So Hashem has a double pain, you know, when you have a single pain. And that's really what you should be intending, even when you're making your own private prayers in Shemoneh Esrei. So the second to last paragraph in Perek Yud Gimel. The Av Shagam Rabbeinu Seidim Zekonim Uvracha Amr Yechelanu Lifter Kala Ilam Midin Tfila. Shenemar Shechuras Velim Yoyin. And even though Chazal say that I have the ability to patter the entire world from Tfila. Why? Because, hey, we're Shikr. And a Shikr is Pater from Davening. We have so many tirdas, so many tzaras, so many problems, so many things. Who could properly focus by davening? A shikr is patur from tvila. So Zog de Gemara, we're patur from davening because we can't have gavana. Uman no imar ata b'deres halalu. So if in the times of the Gemara, Chazal say that pretty much they're all patur from tvila because nobody has gavana. What can we say about our generation? Asher kol ish hu kishayche b'roish chevel. Is like a person who's living, who's laying beroish chevel on the edge of a thread, ubelev yamin, and in the middle of an ocean, kol hayamin may oil yigias ben asay. All his days are burdened and totally overcome with the yoke of parnaza. Ulazais inish sama lev lefanis limimak zavdei. And Mela, it's almost impossible to find a person who could clear his mind and thoughts to really properly have the right kavanah and davening. Can anybody clear the minds from all the confusion and the tear dice of this world of Hevel? So, what am I even talking about davening for? There's something to talk about davening. We don't daven. Who could clear the minds? Im kol zeh vaday shekol echad lefi sichloi vasagosoi. Everybody, according to his mind and his ability, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. A mitzvah, if somebody thinks that a mitzvah doesn't apply, is in apikers. Mitzvah is applied nowadays too. Dahenu, to the capacity that we're capable of, we're chayiv to do it. And we have to come up with ideas. We can't just walk into davening thinking it'll click. You have to come up with a plan to go through this milchemes mitzvah to overcome our tear dice. To save ourselves from the confusing thoughts that are not tahor. So that his mind can grace him, himself. And I guess what it did up in Shemayim and the heavens, it all depended on the intent and the kavanas and the machshavas of the kohen. Even on a simple, basic level, if the kohen had the wrong thought by a karban, boom, it's pigel. Lo yiratzeh. So we now take the place of the kohen, and our tefila takes the place of the karban. And the mela, we need our thoughts to have proper thoughts, otherwise, pigel who? Lo yiratzeh. To whatever extent that we're able to, it's our responsibility to do, clear our minds, to daven properly to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I always said that, not necessarily do I do this, and I should do this more often, but a little tip to be able to do it is literally 2 seconds before Shemoneh Esrei, think, there is a Ribbono Shel Olam who created the entire world, and he has an infinite mind that can understand and think about everything at the same time, and he's about to listen to what I'm going to say. That thought, when I do it, we're going to say, I forget to do it. But when I do it, I know it helps me. It just puts things back into perspective. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm about to do. Okay, Perek Yud Gimel. Well, here Rav Chaim Volozhiner's Eitzah. of how to clear our mind and properly have intent by tefillah. This is what the Malach told the Beis Yosef Azor Beis Shabbos Zevi Magid Misharim Zeloshenoi Lizoyer Milachshay B'Shas Tefillah B'Shum Akshalom. To guard yourself from thinking any other thoughts during the davening, afilu shelter or mitzvahs, ki im betevois hatfilah atzmam. Just think about the letters and the words of davening. Now, says Reb Chaim Elazar, we'll just finish with this paragraph. Doig medvarav. You know, you have a Malach talking. He's probably careful with his words. And when the Beis Yosef wrote down his words, he wrote them down word for word. So if, you know, we're careful with the Rishon's words, you know, Rashi's words. This is Beis Yosef writing a sefer, quoting a Malach. Doik bedvarav. Be very careful and precise with the words that the Malach said. Shall I amar lechavin bekavonas atevais? The Malach didn't say, have kavona for the kavona of the words, the intent of the words. He just said, ki im betevais atfila atzmon. The words themselves. Ki be'emes, ba'oimek pdimius kavona atfila. The truth of the matter is to know the kavana of the words, the true intent and meaning and depth of the words, it's beyond us. We're not capable. We're not up to that. Even that which they reveal to us a little bit, and Arizal revealed to us some of the kavanos of tefillah. Asher ifli igdil lazus kavanos niflaim. It's unbelievable. The unbelievable, tremendous, awesome, deep, holy kavanos of every single word of tefillah. Inam be'irach aketipa min ayam kla. Nege primius oimi kavanos hachik nesak. Then, all the kavanos of the Arizal and all the mekavalim, what they wrote down for us, of the kavanas atfila, are not even a tipa minayam from what the Anshe Knesset Zagdoila had in their kavanas atfila. Hear this? Shall you kuvchav zikenim yam kam neviim? So zogdem kaim alashner, you could forget about having the real kavana of the words in mind, and even forget about the real kavana. The Arizal's kavanas that he wrote down for us, and for us certainly. I'm not a holy guy. I mean, I go once a year. I try to go to my uncle's mincha that he does during Shavuot. Okay, when he does Chazaras Hashatz, so they do this kind of tikkun or something for Kerry. So when he does Chazaras Hashatz, so he says Baruch Ato Hashem, whatever, and we don't. You're supposed to just follow along and see what he's doing. You go through like 20 pages of kavanas of Hashem's names. I don't know what he's doing, but he's having those kavanas as he's saying the Shmoneh Atzrei up there because of Hashem. It's like, whoa! Very funny. And that's a tifa min a tifa a tifa. So, the Malach didn't say that, have kavana for the meaning of the words. He said, kavana of the tevois atzmam, the words themselves, and he's going to talk about the Indian of looking inside and just seeing the letters. And the words will continue, Mr. Shem, tomorrow. A good night.